Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your hosts, Brother Austin York and Chris Edwards.
That's right. That's right. How you doing today, my friend? It
is
April 30th, 2019.
Yes,
Tuesday. Thank you, listening audience, today for coming on with us on Block Talk Radio and Chatting from the Word with your hosts, Brother Oscar and Brother Chris. And it is here in the San Francisco Bay Area, sunny, really breezy. I went outside today to empty the trash earlier this morning. It was really windy, but it's sunny. It was a little partly cloudy, but mostly sunny. And it is southwesterly winds at 15 miles an hour, a little windier than yesterday. And the high today will be 64 degrees, and the low tonight will be 49 degrees. here in the San Francisco Bay Area, specifically Richmond, California. How you doing out there, my friend? In Dayton, Ohio area, Miamisburg.
Miamisburg. We're blessed here, Brother Chris. We're having some beautiful, beautiful weather. At least the last time I looked out there, it was nice. It's not too cold.
Great.
It's not too hot. And when you in Dayton, Ohio, Miamisburg, Ohio, you know that's saying a whole lot, because we here in Dayton, Ohio, we go get so accustomed to that cold weather, Brother Chris. But lately we've been having some nice weather, but they say that we might get some rain later on this week. But you know what? They always try to outguess God. We would never can say what our Lord will do. But
got my hands some other plans, that's right.
You know the weather, man.
I done got you hooked. You done dialed into this weather. We got all little weather thing going here. We watching too much of this weather channel, but hey, you know, they be knowing. But because of course we know that God ultimately is gonna have the he has a decision what he thinks is best, and he permits the weather to do what it does. We thankful to the Lord that God has saw fit, Brother Oscar, for us to be on the airways today.
Amen,
and
Brother
wake
Chris.
Up this morning.
Amen.
I know 3 hours ahead of me, but you know, we're in the Lord, and God saw fit to allow this program to be aired today, and we're just thankful that we can share a little good news and love of the Lord Jesus Christ once again.
Yes, that is correct, Brother Chris. We're so thankful that the Lord has allowed us to see this day. A day on yesterday was not even promised to us. That's something to fathom. This day was not even a promise, but God, with his love for us, allow us to see another day and give all of us a second chance to make it right with him. But I'm wondering who all going to take that chance. Who going to get it right with God today? He gave you this day. He gave you another chance to do so. So
that's right.
Make it right with him. Make it right with him.
Yeah, man.
I was telling Brother Chris earlier that I lost my first cousin, Benny Ray Lewis. He's in California. And I don't know, I just seen it on Facebook, and he's my oldest cousin, Benny Ray Lewis. I want our audience to stay prayerful for my family. Lately, we have been losing a lot of our kin to cancer, to Alzheimer's, whatever we have. But we all right, because I recognize when you're in the Lord, everything is going to be all right, because you recognize that when you're in the Lord, he's in control of it all. And basically, you have to allow him to be in control of it, and trust in him, because he knows what's best for all of us, Brother Chris.
Yes, he does. And I was just thinking along with you, you know, today, and that, you know, we are exhorted as Christians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 13 through 15, that to esteem, Paul says, them very highly in love and for their work's sake, and to be at peace among yourselves. And now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, and be patient toward all men. Then he says in verse 15, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. So we got to be, like you say, Brother Oscar, we have to be considerate and be thoughtful and patient. Because we were once in the world, we were lost. We were in that world and trying to figure out how life experience and how it impacts us, and what we should do with ourselves and when we were in our younger years and trying to find what purpose for ourselves, you know, even though we were in grade school and high school and maybe college, you know, and you know, we experienced and, you know, we dibbled and dabbled in a lot of different things, some good and some bad, but, you know, the Lord is patient with us. And
that's
I think we should we should be that way to others too, because everybody's got to find their own way, you know.
Amen, Brother Chris.
That we can provide and be a source of persuasion to them to lead them to Christ.
Because we were led to Christ by someone, and God has given us, gave us a chance to obey the gospel. He constantly, every morning when he wakes us up, he's given us a second chance, as I just said, to make it right with him. And I wonder who's going to take that opportunity to do that on today. To our listening audience, you can call in at any time. Our number is 657-383-0883. If you want to talk with myself or Brother Chris, we'd be happy to do that. If you have any disagreement or things that we have discussed on this program or the program on YouTube, you can call in and discuss it with us. I believe that we should reason together. We can always talk about anything if we all have the Spirit of Christ. So if you disagree with myself, Brother Chris, call in, talk with us. Let us know that if I'm wrong, let me know. And Brother Chris, I know he feels the same. And we can reason it out, reason it together right here on the air, where many of our listeners are listening and they can learn from that. So call us, us up, talk with us. Our number again is 657-383-0883. Let me see here.
Amen.
I think that we're going to
get these songs rolling here.
I'm going to play, but Chris, I'm going to play our favorite. You know what our favorite is? Chris Turner.
Oh, my goodness. It's cool. It's
Chris Turner. It's cool. It is cool.
Yeah.
It is cool.
Yeah.
Inside. All right. Here we go.
Thank you.
That was Brother Chris Turner. It is Cool Inside. Oh, I love that song, Brother Chris. Brother Chris Turner, you did a good job on that song. I'm going to let you know that, brother. We love that song here at Chatting From the Word. We know once we get to heaven, it's going to be cool inside. Because I don't want to go to the other place, Brother Chris. I don't want to go to hell where it's all burnt. Well, not burning, but hot.
Well, yeah, no, it's going to be burning. It's going to be hot burning. It's going to be like an inferno. And I don't want to go there with Stalin and Hitler and Tiger and Tiffany, Alexander the Great, all these murderers down through the centuries and thousands of years and all the rebellious Israelites, Korah, Abiram, and Dathan. They're down there, and the ones that was on their side. All and all of them, Saddam Hussein. You think of all the perpetrators throughout all the years.
Yes, sir.
Think of all of these evil people, man, and killers, and all the sinners. And they're gonna be walking around in flames because you know in the text in Luke chapter 16, where it's dealing with the realities of hell, Jesus is talking, is showing that they can still move around. They're in spirit form, but they're all burning. They're just
burning
like a burning bush. And
that's
they're just walking. Everybody's in agony and pain.
Amen,
some of them may be
Chris.
Suffering, maybe more on fire than others. Because remember, Jesus said some would be beaten with many stripes and some with few.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different levels. And everybody's going to be in agony. That's why Jesus says it's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Gnashing of teeth.
And who
Amen,
wants to go through
brother
that,
Chris.
Brother Oscar?
I know I do not.
You can't help nobody. Because everybody's in the same predicament. Everybody's burning,
Amen.
Walking around. And so, oh, man, I don't even know any words to describe that.
I don't want to, Brother Chris. Now, y'all heard it from Brother Chris. Now, we're not trying to fear you. Put fear in you, but want you to think about it. And while God has given
right.
you a second chance, he's given you life today, you're still alive, you still have a chance to say, Lord, I want to come to you, I want to be in your body, and I want to head on to heaven, where it is cool inside.
Right.
I love
right.
that song.
Right.
I love that song.
That's
but my listening
song.
Audience, that's right. We enjoy bringing this program to you, Chatting From the Word, Blog Talk Radio, myself and Brother Chris. We're just so happy and blessed to be on the air and to be able to bring this program your way. And we hope and pray that we are putting a snap in your Christian walk today. And if you want to call in, our call in number is 657-383-0883. After our next selection, we will go in our prayer time. And if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. Our next selection will be, this is another favorite, Brother Chris. Camille Acapella Chorus.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jesus is more. He is definitely.
He is more.
More.
He's definitely more than what Satan can offer.
Oh, yes, Satan. He is, Brother Chris. Definitely. Well, here we go.
Oh,
That was a acapella chorus that Jesus is more. And our Lord, he definitely is more. If he can make the blind to see, the lame to walk, and the dumb to talk again, and especially he raised the dead, raising Lazarus after being dead for 4 days, imagine what he can do for you. Jesus is our hero. Today he went and faced the cross so that we all can have salvation. We are going to our prayer time pretty soon. And if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, our number is 657-383-0883. It was Paul who said in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5, beginning at verse 16, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Brother Chris.
That's right, that's right. Let us approach the throne of God and consult God for our everyday struggles and whatever we're confronted with. And you might be discouraged because of the current world scene and all the violence and massacres and things like that. We got to ask God to for deliverance. So let us go to God. Let's approach the throne at this time. Father in heaven, Father God, we thank you for another day. This Tuesday, April 30th, Father, 2019, we pray, Father, we thank you for this program on Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word, that we can be a communicational source, Father, on the airways to encourage people, to lead them to Christ. We thank our listening audience for tuning in today, Father, and we pray a special prayer for each and every listener of this program and each and every household. This social media platform may be a blessing to our listeners. We thank you, Father, and we that you have positioned us, Father, in such a way that we can communicate the gospel of Christ to the world. And Father, we pray a special prayer for all our elected officials. We pray for the White House. We pray, Father, for all our politicians all over the country, and that laws that will be implemented, Father, and legislated will be make for peace. That we also for policies that will make for peace, tranquility, and goodwill for all citizens. We pray for victims of violent crime. And those lives have been taken because of tragic events throughout the world, such as massacres and shootings and bombings. We pray for those that are mourning at this time and that have been traumatized by all of these horrific events, Father, throughout the world. And we pray for each and every body, Father, that are recovering from such events. And those that have lost loved ones in the result of these horrific events throughout the world. We pray, Father, also, Father, for those that are in prison, behind prison walls, incarcerated. We pray that those that may be influenced by a program or have heard of the Church of Christ or have heard of, Father, this social media platform on Blog Talk Radio, that they will be encouraged by Chatting from the Word to Father. Perhaps they may come to Christ. And we ask that, Father, that for those that also have been wrongly convicted of crimes, that, Father, that justice will be served, that they will have their sentence overturned, if it's your will, Lord.
Man.
And that, Father, that they will look to you for direction and for wisdom in Christ. Father, we pray for those that have left the church fellowship, that we can, this program may be a sense of encouragement. Or those that are listening that are not in Christ, that they will be motivated, and Father, that this program could be a source of spiritual spiritual strength or some kind of edification or a means of communicating the gospel to them that maybe they never heard the gospel of Christ. And Father, that they will be inspired, and that Father, maybe this program can lead them in the direction to thee through your Son Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you that we can continue to be on the air, and bless us, Father, if it's your will, that we continue to do the fine work we do, Brother Oscar and I, and being able to communicate your love and through your Son, Jesus Christ, and whom we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus, our Savior for all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Chris, for that fine prayer. Brother Chris always offers up some fine words to the Lord on our behalf. We hope and pray that Brother Chris said something on your behalf and that you join him in that prayer. As he said, we enjoy bringing this program to you Mondays through Fridays, 2 p.m. my time, 11 a.m. Brother Chris time. We enjoy the messages that we bring, the music that we play. We hope and pray that we are putting a snap in your Christian walk today. You know what? We've been. Well, I gotta get my voice together.
Take your time, my brother.
You know, we have been asking for sponsorship for quite some time, my listeners. We recognize here, chatting from the Word, it's important for the Word to go out as strongly as we can get it or proclaim it out there. And I believe, and I know, the world today need to hear Jesus Christ more today than ever before. As Brother Chris just said, look around you. Turn on the news, you have bad news. Look at your neighbor that's out there living any kind of way. We need Christ Jesus more and more today. And this program here, Chatting from the Word, we are attempting to do that, and we have done that. Many have said
That's correct.
That we are making a difference in their lives. So, my listeners,
amen,
help us, support us here at Chatting from the Word. We don't ask for that much. Whatever your finances can bear monthly, help us out here. Help us to keep Chatting from the Word on the air. And church leaders,
right,
ministers, if your members, if we have brought joy in your members' life, if we have put a snap in their Christian walk, if we have even made you happy on occasion, and you have been preaching the most dynamic lessons that you have ever preached before, support us here at Chatting from the Word. We don't ask for that much. Whatever you can give to help us here, to help us keep Chatting from the Word on the air. I'm on PayPal. I have an account on PayPal. If you want to use that, you're welcome to do that. But if you want to give any other way, get in contact with me and I will let you give you the information so that you can do that. And as always, you can contact me. I'm on Facebook. And you can email me at OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And I do have a webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. You can leave a line or two there. But while you're there, I do have a bookstore. I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. Both books sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books, is $43. And you know my motto, when you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power.
Power. That's right. That's right. Well, you know, the Bible tells us that Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, the Apostle Paul writes to the church of Galatia, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. So you can reach Brother Chris. I just said that out of encouragement for us all, because we ought to support the ministry, Brother Oscar,
Amen.
You know, and if we can, this is a great, fine social media platform on Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word, and you can reach Brother Chris at lowercase e0695@gmail.com. You can also reach Brother Oscar and I on Facebook. We have a Facebook account and Messenger 24/7. You can also reach us on LinkedIn.com. Brother Oscar and I is on LinkedIn.com, and I'm also on Instagram. So there's a variety of different media sources that you can reach us at. If you have any constructive criticism regarding the program, we encourage you to let us know what you think of this show. What do you think of Chatting from the Word on Blog Talk Radio? If you have any religious questions or you have any testimonies you want to share on the air or you want any prayer requests, that's why we are here. And we want to be an aid or a source to you and lead
Amen.
You into the direction of Jesus Christ. And if you, whether or not you are a part of our religious persuasion or part of our religious conviction, as we, Brother Oscar and I, as members of the Churches of Christ, as you are, you may or may not know, we believe in the accuracy, the validity, the prophecy, and the authenticity of the sacred scriptures, the Holy Writ. Thus saith the Lord. We're going to give you clarification for all your Bible questions or all your religious questions, or if you have anything that you need explanation for or clarification on, we are going to give you thus saith the Lord from
Amen.
The scriptures of God. And that is what it's all about, Brother Oscar. We got
yes,
to
it
be
is,
consistent.
Brother Chris. We
with
must.
God's will through his word.
And we are. And we are. And you know, everything we teach is from God's word here on
Amen.
Chatting from the Word on Blog Talk Radio and Chatting from the Word through YouTube. We did a show yesterday, and many have viewed it and many loved it. And we want you all to keep on watching us, keep on listening to us, and allow us to be a part of your day. All right, we're going to play a I'm looking at the time, Brother Chris. I'm always looking at the time.
We got about 20 minutes. 21 minutes.
It says 18 minutes on my side.
Okay.
We
want to all right.
God makes an election. We want to play Praise and Harmony. I look to the King. I look
right.
to
Get,
the
that's
King.
Right. And before Brother Oscar bring his lesson, after the song, get your Bibles, get your sword,
yes,
because our Brother Oscar York is going to bring it for us today on supporting the ministry of the gospel. So
Amen.
Get your Bibles, and so we can follow along, and we're looking forward to hearing you, my dear brother. And, that's a wonderful opportunity to hear each time on this program a
yes,
little
sir.
Message from the Lord, and we're looking forward to it, brother. So everybody,
yes.
be ready. That's
yes,
your seatbelt.
Yes, sir. And here our next election, Praise and Harmony, I Look to the King.
Amen.
I'm
That was Praise and Harmony. I look to the King.
All right. All right, our dear brother Oscar, we've been looking forward to your message. And we know that the Lord is wonderful and that you're going to encourage us why we should support the gospel ministry. And that, you know, and even John the Baptist, he even recognizes the greatness of Jesus Christ. And he says, Jesus coming unto him and saying, behold, he told the Lord, he said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
Amen.
John chapter 4, verse 29. So, you know, it's always encouraging. And without further delay, we're going to bring you at this time in the company of our dear brother, Brother Oscar York, and his message. Take it away, Brother
Thank
Oscar.
You. Thank you, Brother Chris. I appreciate that introduction.
Absolutely.
And if you all can remember, my listeners, last time we were talking on this subject, we were saying we should support the gospel of Christ or the ministries. And we say many believe that you shouldn't support the ministries. But when we spoke on the subject last time, we are under the belief that the Bible, through Paul, says we should support the ministry, the gospel of Jesus Christ. But here I want to do maybe a different take on it. I want to come from the book of the Gospel of John, chapter 21. And quickly, I want to read verses 14 through 17. But in essence, I want to deal with the entire chapter. And here, the Bible says, this is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples. After that, he was risen from the dead. After he had been risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, you know I love you. And he said unto him, feed my lambs. And said to him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, you know I love you. And he said unto him, feed my sheep. And he said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved because he said unto him, the third time lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, you know all things. Thou knowest that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. And what I want to do for the next couple of minutes is to set the stage for you of what's going on here. Here, they had just seen Jesus for the second time after his resurrection. And here, the very first verse of this chapter, after they seen Jesus, Peter said in verse 2, now I want you to notice this, pay close attention to this. That was, they were together, Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the son of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fishing. And they said to him, we also go with thee. They went forth, entered to a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. I want you to recognize that catching fish, being fishermen, was their profession, if I may use that term, was their occupation, was their way of making an income, was their way of making a living. These were fishermen. And here, I believe, and if you read the scriptures deeply, they knew that they had to make money. So Peter, and here Peter plays a very important part here. Here Peter said, I'm going fishing. And after Peter said that, the rest followed him to go fishing or to go make money. But I want you to recognize something else, which I believe is important. The Bible said that they fished all night and caught nothing. And then in verse, I believe verse 4, but when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have you not any meat? And they answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast a net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Here when Jesus told them to cast that net out there. And when Jesus told them to cast the net out there, they caught as the net could not handle the multitude of fish that they caught. Can you see when you do what Christ tells you to do, and Jesus told them to cast it on the right side, and they caught so much more. And here, in our scripture that we just read, here Jesus is telling Peter, do you love me more than these? Was he talking about people? Was he talking about his other friends? I believe Jesus was telling Peter, do you love what you're doing, Peter? Do you love what you're doing? Do you love being a fisherman? Do you love your occupation? Do you love these more than going and feed my sheep? And I believe that's why Jesus had to ask Peter. See, he said, Simon, son of Jonas, love thou me more than these? And said to him, yeah, Lord, I know. You know I love you. Feed my lambs. Feed my lambs. In other words, Peter, I groomed you. I taught you to be fishers of men, not so much fishers of the sea, where you make money at, but fishers of men. In Matthew 4 and verse 19. And I want to read that right quick, and I know I'm going to probably run out of time, but the point I'm trying to make here, that fish being a fisherman was their profession, but Jesus wanted them to be fishers of men. And Jesus right. said in Matthew 4, turn with me, and you can hear my pages turning. Matthew 4, because I want to read it real quick, because we don't want to run out of time, because I believe this is a good point that I'm trying to make here. And Matthew 4, 19, and he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Fishers of men. When they were walking with Jesus, when they were talking with Jesus, when they seen Jesus do miracles, Jesus was teaching them to be fishers of men. And fishers, when they went out to catch fish, that was their occupation. But Jesus had other plans for Peter and the rest of the apostles. Because Jesus told Peter, why Peter? Because Peter was the leader. Jesus knew by telling Peter to go feed my lambs, go feed my sheep, go feed my lambs, that Peter, if he would go out to be with the rest, would follow. But the big question here is, Jesus knew Peter had a family, and the rest of them had a family. But here Jesus is telling his disciples, his apostles, go feed the lambs. Go feed my sheep. Go feed my lamb. Don't worry about catching fishes. For I made you fishes of men. In short, many of you who do not believe in supporting the ministry, I believe it's important. Because here Jesus himself is telling his disciples, and if you have another take on it, let me know. I don't want you to be fishers of fish anymore, although that's how you make your money. But what I want you to do now, these fishers of men, go spread, go teach, go tell others about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Go work in my vineyard. Go labor in my vineyard to catch men. We're going to finish this up next Friday because I have a lot more to say. But we want to thank you for your time. Brother Chris.
All right. We're going to give the invitation to those of you that are listening. You've heard the word of Brother Oscar York. You heard that he's talking about the ministry and supporting that. Do you believe in the word of the gospel? Having heard and believe it, are you willing to repent of your sins? Those of you that are not members of the Church of Christ that haven't heard the gospel before, are you willing to repent, change your mind from the love and practice of sin, and turn to God and surrender your will to Christ? If you're willing to do that, and you're willing to acknowledge the sweetest name on mortal tongue, Jesus Christ is Lord, and you're willing to commit your life to him, you're ready to be baptized for remission of sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Acts chapter 22, verse 16, where you contact the blood of Christ, like Ananias told, the disciple Jesus told Saul of Tarsus, arise, get yourself baptized, get your sins washed away, called on the name of the Lord. You contact the blood in the watery grave of baptism by immersion, not sprinkling, not poured over the head, and then you are baptized into Jesus Christ, baptized into the church. Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, we are baptized into Christ, and you are in the church, the body of Christ. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct. Right. We're running out of time. My listening audience, we'll see y'all on tomorrow on Chatting from the Word. And as always, it was nice chatting with you from the Word of God. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. God bless. Be safe.
Amen.
Keep the faith.